Rambam, Hilchos Machalas Asuras, Perek Yud Beis, Halachas Aleph and Yud. The Rambam is discussing here the Halachas of Yain Nesach and Stam Yainam, that Minat Torah, wine that was poured for Avodah Zarah on the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah, or wherever it was poured, is Asur Minat Torah to drink. And the Chachamim were geyser on all wine of Avodah Zarah, that it should be Asur, any of their wine, and not only their wine, but also wine that they touched or handled, because it may lead to, or there's a chashash that this wine was also poured for Avodah Zarah, because Machsheves HaAkam LaAvodah Zarah, it's assumed that that's what they have in mind when they handle wine, etc. So it's a gzeira, just in case the wine is used for Nisuch, so therefore even Stam Yeinom is Osir to have, and it's Osir Bekolsho, even a drop, because of this Gzeira. So since the foundation of the Gzeira is because of Yain Nesach, so there were Gezer Dafka on the kind of wine, and the way that it's handled, if it's in an oifen that would bring to Nisuch, to pouring for the Mizbech. However, if it wasn't handled in such a way, it's not going to come to that, so they're not going to use, they're not going to ask for the wine in the same way that if it was shaykh, that it would be handled. For example, it's often only asr bishasiyah, but not ba'anah. You can't drink it, but you can still have an off from it if it wasn't handled in such a way that's going to come to nisuch. So for example, we know that yain mevushal, wine that was cooked, because it's not used, cooked wine is not used for nisuch, therefore it's mutter mitzad yain nesach. Also, if it was handled in such a way that it was shalei b'kavona, there are different heterim. For example, over here in this perik, in perik yud beis halacha hey and vav, if the guy touched the wine shalei b'kavona, like he thought it was oil and he touched it, so it's also only b'shasiyah, but not banor. However, and if he handled the wine, so he didn't actually touch it, but he poured it thinking that it was wine, thinking that it was oil or something else, and it was wine, not only is it mutter b'ano, it's also mutter b'shasiyah, because he didn't actually touch it. So now, in Halacha Aleph, he says, the Rambam, Ketzad hi negia sur sheiser ba yain hu sheyiga ba yain atzmai beim biyod beim shari vodav shedar kon lenasech bohen vishachshech. What makes the wine osur if he touches it with any of the limbs that he would pour it for avodah zarah and shake it? However, if he put his hand in the jug of wine and his hand was caught before he took it out, and he didn't shake it, he didn't shake the wine, and then they opened the barrel from beneath and let all the wine out from the bottom, I guess from whatever was under his hand that wasn't directly touching his hand, then loy neser ayayin, says Rambam. So right away the Mefarshim say, what do you mean loy neser ayayin? It's definitely osur b'shasiyah, at least. Like we said, like the Rambam himself said, that if he touches it b'shalei b'kavana, it's at least osur b'shasiyah. And here is his hand is inside the actual barrel. So Mefarshim say that he means Leinesar b'shasiyah, but still Aser b'ano. And some say that that's the Lashon. The fact they said Leinesar, he means, and didn't say Mutter, is it's mashma that it's only b'ano. Akaponim, the Miyashav, that he means b'ano, but that's the Asogas arrived there, that the wine should be Aser. Then, so what's the reason that over here it's akoponim mutter ba'ano? Because the marker of this din is from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Over there, the Gemara says that somebody an esrog fell inside a barrel of wine, and a guy put his hand to save the esrog. So he wasn't even intending to touch the wine, but he knew it was wine, but he was intending for something else. Therefore, it's since he only touched it and he didn't shake it, and they caught his hand before he would shake it and let the wine out, therefore it's mutter l'ispano. Now, in Halacha Yud, there's a similar scenario. There was a chavis, there was a barrel of wine that had a hole on the side of it, and the stopper that was in the hole, in the middle of the barrel, there was a hole, a spout, and there was a stopper. The stopper fell out, and the guy quickly put his hand on the stopper in order to stop the wine from going out. So what's the din? Says the Rambam, all the wine that's from the top of the barrel till the hole is aser. And whatever's under the hole is mutter to drink as well, not only to have anah from, but even to drink. So l'chayr over here, his hand is touching the wine. His hand is stopping the wine from going out. It's actually touching the wine. And nonetheless, we say only the wine from the top till the nekev is osir, which is, again, similar. And it's osir ba'anah, not only b'shasiyah, which is different to the first case. First case, his hand was in the middle. And we say, I guess over there also it's osir ba'anah, because we're saying only the wine that went out from the bottom, from his hand and under is okay. Not the hand, not that whatever touched his hand, mamish. So I guess that's similar to here. However, what's from the bottom of the chav, from the middle of the chavis and down under the nekev that goes out, is mutter even b'shasiya. So the shaila obviously is why over here is a mutter b'shasiya and over there it's mutter b'anah. Now the Ravid has a saga here, but again not as sharp as before. Here he says, "Ein bale hira meidin loy sheyeh mutter b'shasiya." The Poskim don't agree that she'd be mutter b'shasiya because it's mu'uruv. It's still mixed. Sof kol sof, his hand touched the wine, and the wine is now mixed in the rest of the barrel. And therefore, it should be, it's at least mixed. I mean, we know, it's also b'mashu. There's a little bit touched his hand. It's mixed in the whole, it's touching the rest of the barrel, so it's mixed. And he brings a dugma, for example, when you say that the bottom of the barrel is demai, and is meiser. It says in the Sefta of Demai, if you call the bottom of the chavis, you call it mai. So you shouldn't drink from the top of the chavis because it's all mixed in together. So we see that wine, one part of a chavis is mixed with the rest of the chavis. Al derech, when you call part of it mai, and the other part you don't call mai, you can't drink the whole thing because it's all mixed together. But it's interesting here that the asog is not as sharp as before. Before he says clearly it can't be mutter b'shasiyah. Here he's saying, so l'chur, even the Ravid is moida that here this case is a little different. So why is it different? So the Radvaz answers as follows. The Radvaz says that this wine, again, the Radvaz answers this on Al-Asar, not going to get to our case of Halacha Aleph about putting your hand inside the Chavis. But over here he explains b'chlal why it's mutter b'shasiyah. And because l'chayra, the Mefarshim asked, how could it be that half of the barrel is osir ba'anah and half of the barrel is mutter b'shasiyah? L'chura mimonavshach, if it's osir because you touched it, so it should be that half of the barrel is mutter b'shasiyah and half of the barrel is osir b'shasiyah, or mutter b'anah, half of the barrel is osir b'anah, or it should be half of it mutter b'shasiyah and half of it osir b'shasiyah. How could it be such extremes in the same barrel? It's all mixed together. So the Ravid answers as follows. When you touch the barrel from the outside, he's putting his finger on the hole. It's bichlal not because of his negiyah. It's not because he's touching it. Because in this case, he didn't put his hand inside the actual walls of the barrel. His hand is from the outside. The whole issue here is only that it's the yain is mikoycha. It's standing. It's holding on the koyach of the goy. Because he's holding it, therefore the barrel is now being held, at least the top half of the barrel is being held on his koyach. The bottom half, however, is not being held on his koyach. It's not an issue of negiah at all. The issue here is not negiah, which we'll discuss soon why. So now that the whole issue is koyach, so the top half of the barrel is only the top half is standing on his, is relying on his finger not to stop out. The second he takes out his finger, whatever was on his koyach is gonna pour out of the barrel. So as soon as we say, listen, take your hand off, Let whatever comes out, come out. Whatever was going to come out is exactly what was going to be osir from his, is whatever's holding on his strength. So whatever's holding on his strength is going to leave anyway. The rest of the barrel, however, is mutter b'shasiyah because it's not considered that he touched it. Why is it not considered that he touched it? So there's two reasons given in Mefarshim. One is, I think, in the Lech Mishnah here. Another one is in Rashi. Rashi says over there in Avodah Zarah on Tes Beis that Negiyas Tzadin is not considered Negiyah. Touching it from the side is not considered a touching, because it's a side. It's from the side. It's not as intense. It's not as involved as a touching directly inside. It's from the sides. Negiyas Tzadin is not considered a Negiyah. That's one answer. Another answer that I think the Lech Mishnah brings from the Ran and others is that when you're touching it from the side, it's really the gather of the touching is al derech nitzuk chibur. We know that when you pour wine, when Yid pours wine in the barrel of Eino Yehudi and it goes into the barrel, so the nitzuk, the pouring itself connects the two barrels from the higher barrel to the lower barrel, and the higher barrel also becomes osser. We consider that the pouring, the flow itself connects it. Therefore, if you want to give it, you have to throw it so there'll be a hefsek in between the top barrel and the bottom barrel. But the nitzuk, the flow of the pouring itself connects the two, and therefore it becomes osur. But that itself is a chumra. It's not mamish direct nitzuk. And over here, in this case, we're not gozer, because it wasn't bakavana, etc. It was just to save the barrel. Whatever the reason is, in this case, we're not gozer. So al derech zeh, even though it's a little bit more closer, but sof kol sof, it's al derech nitzuk, because the wine that's on the side, that's outside the spout, that he's just touching because of his finger, is not mamish in the barrel itself. It's touching something that's connected to his finger. So it's al derech nitzuk. And over here, in this case, they weren't gozer. So that would be the reason why, in this case, we don't consider it a negiya, in mahalacha the Radvaz. So this will understand the first halacha. The first halacha, we don't have these kulas, because he put his hand inside the actual barrel, even though Taka was the Shleba Kavana, but we know Shleba Kavana is still also Bishasiyah. But he put his hand inside the actual barrel. So these two kulas you don't have. So you can't say it's because of Koichai or any of that. It's because of a Negiyah Mamash. However, it's just that the Negiyah was not the Kavana, was to save the Esrik. Mashenkin here, it's a Negiyah Tzadin, and it's a Mitam Nitzuk. And therefore, in this case, it's even Mutar Bishasiyah. Whatever's under, it's not considered that it's a Mamash, a direct Negiyah, which is mixing in the rest of the Chavis.